Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank that like button to help this video reach a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, MetVPN. If you're surfing the internet alone without a VPN, then you're surfing with Justin Skippy Trudeau. I use MetVPN to hide my location from the Canadian government, to keep my freedom of speech, as well as to sail the high seas and download movies and TV shows without potentially getting sued by lawyers. MetVPN offers unlimited data traffic, no logs, a kill switch in case your VPN temporarily goes offline, and it's only $2.45 a month on a 24-month plan. Keep your online activities private and free. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, Lauren Southern says that she's approaching 30. And that every single one of her friends that got married between the age of 19 and 24, including herself, have now gotten divorced. But you know, you could always get divorced or you could stick to your vows. She says it has to do with young people not having a fully developed prefrontal cortex. I don't think it's about maturity, but about women having way too many options these days, which they didn't have in the past. Besides, who's ending most of these marriages? Is it the men or women? Up next, researchers are getting closer to creating human embryos from the DNA of two men. Combine this with surrogacy, artificial wombs, and lover bots, and women's reign over men will be over. Up until now, men marrying other men, the divorce rate has been 25%. Women can try the same, but their divorce rate to each other is 75%. I think the future is going to look more like heterosexual men co-parenting if this ends up happening. Besides, the lions did it when they got onto Noah's Ark. So why not humans as well? Number three, there's a new dating technique where women say they shouldn't sleep with a man until he spent $2,000 on them first. Good, then a hotter and younger woman will probably give it up for a Big Mac combo. With hoflation, that number has probably gone up to $5,000 by now. Why not just purchase a high-end working girl at this point? It would definitely mean a guaranteed happy ending. Moving on, a guy's wondering why his girlfriend's cooch is like a cave. It's not shaped the way that other women have had them. Is someone going to tell him that she wasn't always a she? Either that or she's had more dudes in her than the Holland Tunnel, if it gets blown wide open. But if the odor emanating from it is more like a wound than a fish, then you know what the issue is. Number five, was the plastic surgeon cross-eyed or drunk when he did this, and does he not offer refunds or something? Either that or maybe this is an early sign that she's having a stroke. She looks like she needs to go back in for a rotation and alignment with a different doctor. She definitely looks like wife material to me. At least she owns it with that dress. It looks more like a booby trap than anything else. No pun intended. This guy's also definitely her soulmate. Up next, Theophilus Van Kennel, the guy who invented revolving doors, created them because he hated chivalry, especially the idea of opening doors for women. This makes me think that every building needs a revolving door. But unfortunately, this is a fake story. It was invented to prevent heat from escaping from buildings in New York and Philadelphia in the winter, as well as to keep the street noise and fumes out of buildings. Number seven, they wanted a $20 minimum wage in California and fast food jobs, and now they have it. So now the AI ordering assistant, through the drive-thrus, will take your order instead of a person. In the end, they just fought for their own technological unemployment. The best part is at least the AI won't spin the tablet around for a tip at Starbucks, nor will it spit in your burger. This thing says to speak clearly. I feel bad for those that only know Ebonics. Moving on, 50% of young liberal women have been diagnosed with a mental health condition. I think the others are also mentally ill, but they just haven't been diagnosed yet. This is like saying water is wet, though. Elon Musk saw this and says that hormonal birth control and having no kids to take care of if you're a mammal makes you sad. Meanwhile, social media is also heavily responsible for the mental illness epidemic in the last 15 years. I wish that Elon would acknowledge that with his contribution with X. Number 9, this woman told the guy to tie her up and do whatever he wanted to her. 19 hours later, she's finally understanding how the Federal Reserve works and income tax is theft. Looks like she needs a tinfoil bra as well as hat. He must have really hated her and was planning to break up if he tortured her like that. Up next, Ocasio-Cortez severely burned her hand after accidentally touching a book on basic economics. She burned her hand on the Bible as well. Unfortunately for her, no one could see that she was in pain and come to her aid because of her resting bitch face. It also makes me wonder what would happen if she opens up a law book. Would she explode? Funny though, She also burned herself when she touched garlic, a crucifix, as well as holy water. Number 11, they're thinking of implementing a rain tax in Toronto. The more hard surfaces you have on your property, the more tax you'll end up paying. First, they raise property taxes 10% a year, and it's not enough. They already need even more money to pay the interest payments on the city's debts. City Council is a bunch of communists that don't know how to manage money very well. Moving on is a waypost wall Sharon Stone naming the producer that pressured her to have sex with a co-star, so they could have more chemistry in a 1993 film. But why didn't she mention it in 1993? Besides being quote-unquote pressured is probably the main reason she was famous in the first place. Where is the evidence to her claim? It doesn't exist. She just wants attention and victimhood status because she's irrelevant. Number 13 is a 27-year-old mother that had pictures of Ted Bundy and Jeffrey Dahmer up in her bedroom, and she entered her boyfriend there with a pointy object as he slept, and then she sent the video of it to her friends. Poor guy. If only there were some red warning flags to let him know that they might happen. I wonder what she got for doing that. Maybe just 1 year probation. But what I really want to know is why she doesn't have a nose in the picture on the right. Up next, we have one Canadian that still has a spine. The founder of Lululemon says that some women are simply too fat to wear leggings. Remember, just because they make it in your size doesn't mean you should wear it. What he says is the truth, but I also bet that 99% of men would say the girl in the picture is too flat to wear them too. As for the fat ones, no one wants to see leggings that look like they've been stuffed into with cottage cheese. Spandex is a privilege and not a right. Number 15 is a bunch of guys that all match with the same girl on Tinder, so they decided to send her a group photo. Don't worry though, she was probably just an Indian dude trying to scam them. Why do you suppose they did this to her? To make her feel like she's easy, or that she's been played by a bunch of Chad Light guys? After all, maybe they were all with her in bed before sending this. Wouldn't that be a riot? Moving on is the UK Prime Minister. He wasn't elected, but he's saying he won't actually be relying on Russian energy anymore. Instead, he'll import it from France, and drumroll please, they import it from Russia. More intermediaries are good for business, I guess. Russia's economy is strengthened since the war, and others have faltered. What he's doing is like charging EVs from a diesel generator instead of just using a gas-powered car. This guy needs to go. He wasn't even elected. Number 17, Tiffany Henyard, the super mayor, vetoes an investigation into her spending of government monies. I wonder why. This is clearly a sign of her innocence, and people just need to stop being racist and leave her alone, of course. Accountability? No. Wasting taxpayer dollars while trying to cover it up? Yes. We really are living in an idiocracy. Up next, Michigan offers homeowners $500 a month to house newcomers. They mean illegal alien invaders, of course. But it costs more than $500 to house another family in your home. The government is trying to rob the taxpayers because right now, they spend $500 to house newcomers in hotels for only a few nights. So it's cheaper for them to pass the responsibility and the cost down to their citizens for this. You don't even know if you bring these people into your home if they're criminals or not. Number 19, this is what Michigan is trying to do to their taxpayers. Then again, it's taxpayers in all countries and not just America or Michigan. Moving on, we have more bad health advice from the establishment. This time saying that intermittent fasting is linked to a 91% increase in the risk of heart disease. Daily time-restricted eating has improved my health immensely. And that's not what the drug companies want to see. Remember guys, the 97% of scientists agree with whoever is funding them. But that's still 3% less than the politicians. Number 21 is the newest ad for Planet Fitness gyms. Maybe they should move to another planet and call themselves whatever they want. This company, I guess, really wants to lose its business protecting the predators. If other dudes get to be in there, then every girl's father should be in there too. That will solve the problem pretty quickly. After accepting things like this, they'll soon be planet finished. Up next, what happened to Selena Gomez? Looks like something wonderful. Or is it wonderful? Also cheeseburgers, lots of cheeseburgers. And of course, climate change. Poor Selena, the wall hit her early and cries as she eats tons of pies. She hit the wall so hard, in fact, that the airbags came out and deployed to cushion her blow. Just wait and see what happens to her when the kids pop out. Her 30s hit her like a torpedo. Number 23 is the difference between a trash can trying to find itself versus one that's ready to settle down. But we all know what this is really all about, don't we? It's all about going to college versus graduating from college. Moving on, Alphabet people flags are about to be banned from all US embassies. Tell me it's an election year without telling me it's an election year. Plus, let's not forget the security threat of flying this flag in countries where they hate the alphabet people. Male soldiers might actually get ended protecting this flag too. But I don't think it'll be banned because it's a flag that probably identifies as a banner. No other flag should also fly over the American flag. Number 25 in the last one, we have Barbie saying hello to Botox Barbie. Looks like Erin Moriarty went from Starlight to Fleshlight in no time. She's more Bacall Barbie, with the fat getting sucked right out of her face. She was also given a pencil nose and Kim Kardashian lips. I can't wait for a Homelander to make his most toxic face at her in The Boys. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. It really helps out. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.